Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It's time for War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Vicky. How are you, Vicky?
I'm okay.
You and Brian have been together for 4 years, but at Christmas time, you got engaged. You say that ever since the proposal happened, he has been very distant, correct?
Yes, correct.
And you thought for a while, like, it's just because he's been getting cold feet about the marriage, like suddenly it took a turn and now it's a lot more serious. And that, you know, I mean, that
actually
happens.
Makes sense.
It doesn't necessarily mean that he's cheating, but it does happen to a lot of guys. It happens to girls too. But then you started to notice more things that were suspicious, kind of like he's on his phone constantly, correct?
Yeah.
So talk about that just a little bit.
It's incessant. Like, it's just like never, it's just like he's so checked out.
Well, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get Brian on the phone. Katie's going to pretend to be a telemarketer offering him roses. And okay. We're going to see who he sends them to, okay?
Okay.
All right.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Brian, please?
Yeah, this is Brian.
Hi, Brian. This is Lisa with... And I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything.
Like the roses show thing?
I'm sorry, what?
Is this the roses show? Is this like that roses show thing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Hi, Brian. It's Gavin here. That was Katie. Yeah, it is the Roses Show.
As, I mean, that's not the name of our show.
As
but...
so many of my relatives refer to a show that I've been on for over a decade. So you know how this works and you know why we're calling. Your girlfriend, Vicky, is listening in this whole time. Might as well bring her in at this point. Vicky, are you there? Yeah.
I'm here.
Vicky thinks, Brian, though, that you're cheating on her, and she wanted to put it to the test. And the reason why she said that you've changed since you proposed at Christmas time, and you're on your phone constantly. Obviously, you sniffed out Katie, and you know, realized that this is what it is. So what do you want to respond to that?
I don't really know. I mean, I don't think I've really changed or anything. I don't know what she's talking about.
Brian, I'm sorry that I set you up, but I just feel like you're not giving me straight answers, and I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm like, ever since we got engaged, I feel like I'm like more of a roommate than like your actual fiance.
Hey, no, I...
How long have you guys been together?
For 4 years.
4 years. I wonder if this is a situation where, because when you've been together for 4 years, like, people do get into just kind of a rhythm. People aren't trying as hard as they were at the beginning of a relationship.
Sometimes they get into that rhythm in 2 years.
Right. I'm wondering if this wasn't a situation where you kind of thought there was going to be some sort of honeymoon period after you guys got engaged that never came to pass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that obviously with like COVID, it's like hard to be like, you know, all like romantic and everything, but like I guess I did feel like when we got engaged, it was like would be bringing us together more.
I did too. I thought that would, I mean, all honestly, like the past year has been really tough, and I thought, you know, getting engaged would kind of change that and everything would get exciting again.
I mean, a lot of people fall into that. The ceremony of a engagement gets people caught up in thinking that, like, this is new, this is going to change things. And really, at the end of the day, what would even change except you start planning for a wedding, which most couples kind of do before they're engaged anyway.
What I'm hearing, Brian, is that this was something you were doing in the hopes that it would make your relationship better.
Yeah.
Vicky, we've done a lot of these. I don't think that Brian is cheating. I'm not getting a cheating vibe off of this. In all honesty, he's being honest. Like, I'm glad that you did this. Brian, you probably aren't happy that she did this, but it does feel like you guys are finally starting to talk about your emotions in a way that you weren't talking about them before. And Brian, in all honesty, a marriage proposal is like the second worst thing you can do to save a bad relationship. Number one being have a baby together.
Baby. Yeah.
So, like, I mean, maybe you guys should go to a therapist together.
Definitely.
There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that.
You can even still do it on Zoom.
Right, yeah.
I mean, okay. Brian, are you down with that plan?
Yeah, I think we should talk, you know, in private.
Well, sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel like this is kind of hopeful.
I feel like we should apologize.
Well, I feel like we should always apologize. Not just for War of the Roses, but for literally everything. Here. Yeah.